Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Laszlo Boyd, a columnist for Center Maryland. Laszlo, let's talk this morning about Doug Gansler and where he stands after the recent disclosures about his method of riding with the state police who drive him around the state, and also the party at the beach house at which his son was a participant, and then lots of other kids. And there was some drinking, and then now there are questions about whether he should have intervened in all of this. Tell us what you think about where all this leaves him as a candidate for governor.
Well, right now it leaves him in a deep hole looking for sunlight, I think. I mean, it's still 8 months. He's got several million dollars. We still don't know an awful lot about Anthony Brown as a candidate, but you'd have to say Gansler, he's got to get beyond this, which he may or may not be able to do, and he's got to start making the case for why he's governor. So far, he's just made a case that he has questionable judgment.
Right, and there was an earlier flap about something he said, which may actually have been true, but got him into some hot water, too, having to do with one of his opponents, Anthony Brown, which
right.
He said Brown's platform is he wants to be the first black governor of the state.
These missteps, gaffes, not really having the campaign together, may reflect the fact that Doug Gansler hasn't run a competitive election race since the primary in 2006. I don't know how good he is ultimately, but he's at least terribly out of practice. I think he may not have fully remembered that when you're a candidate, there's no such thing as privacy. Everything you do is subject to public scrutiny. The stumbles in some way are about the things that happen, but I'd say the real damage is how badly he's handled them. He seems unable to come to a coherent explanation or a coherent response when he's questioned about it, and in some ways digs the hole deeper with his responses.
Well, as you say, he has to sort of reintroduce himself to Marylanders. And to me, the question is, do these, you can call them gaffes, but these disclosures, are those indicative of the real Doug Gansler? I mean, that's what he has to overcome, I think, because, you know, in the early stages of introducing himself, this is what you get instead of something really positive.
He somehow has to shift to a different narrative than the one that he's established so far. That may be really hard to do. That picture is worth way more than 1,000 words at this point. And I don't know if people are going to be able to get that image out of their mind of him walking through that pretty wild-looking party.
Well, he needs to use this vaunted campaign treasury he has to get on television and try to portray himself, show himself as a different person than the one that's in the image we now have in front of us.
And I think these troubles may mean that he has to go on television earlier than he might have otherwise planned.
Much earlier. Much earlier. I think he needs to do it right now.
I agree. That image is settling in right now, and he's got to start countering it before it's before the only thing anybody remembers about Doug Gansler is that he went to a party at the beach.
Well, Laszlo, we'll be watching it, and we'll talk again in the future.
Good. Nice to talk to you, Fraser.
For Laszlo Boyd, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.